I make a point of coming to greet on a regular basis because I just enjoy seeing people come to our church. I hope that more people continue to come, so I get to see new people and a whole lot of people I've known for a long time.
That's Frank Seabody, a longtime UUSM member and greeter, talking about why he loves to greet people on Sunday mornings. And here's Fran Lowe on why she loves being an usher.
I love being an usher. It was a great opportunity as a new person to meet a lot of new people. And this is one of the friendliest congregations I've ever seen.
Welcome to the UUSM Connections Podcast, a podcast that connects Unitarian Universalists of San Mateo. I'm your host, Jack Brennan. My guest today is Carol Cook, and we have several guest contributors as well.
This is Phil Lowe. I'm a greeter. I like to greet because I'm a new member, and coming out to greet is a chance to meet a lot of people and get to know them.
This is Diane Baker on why it's fun to be an usher.
It's a lot of fun being an usher because you get to see people and at least wave hi to them. And when you're a greeter, that's even more fun because you get to talk to everybody.
When people arrive for the Sunday morning service each week, their first contact is usually a greeter or an usher. These are volunteers, and UUSM needs 4 volunteer ushers and greeters each and every Sunday. Carol Cook does a whole lot at UUSM, more than most people even realize. And one of those things is that she organizes the volunteer ushers and greeters each week. Welcome to the podcast again, Carol.
Thank you, Jack.
How long have you been doing this secret job at UUSM?
I've been here for over 40 years. And that means that I really can't remember when I began ushering, but I do know one thing, that it was a really, really long time ago.
Okay.
But my current role as the usher, recruiter, organizer, trainer person began in early 2020.
My first question is a really difficult technical one.
All right.
What's the difference between an usher and a greeter?
Well, this is what seems to be working pretty well. The greeters stand outside and welcome people as they arrive, and they help people with their name tags. The ushers are mostly on the inside, and both at the welcome table and in the sanctuary. And they also help visitors make name tags, hand out visitor cards to visitors, and hand out the order of service and help people find seats, especially when the seating is complicated or filled up. They also count and record the attendance, and after the service, count and record the cash and put it in the safe in the office. We have written instructions, which I update as needed, and I attach these instructions to the reminder emails that I send out to those who have signed up to usher and greet next Sunday. So everybody always has the most up-to-date information.
That's good. All they have to do is read it, right?
Yeah, I'm always impressed. Sometimes people arrive, you know, with their instructions printed out and they're going over it, making sure they didn't miss anything. So, you know, don't worry, you know, we'll work this out as we go along.
In the sanctuary, lately especially, it seems like you're having to help more with people find seating because we've had really full crowds.
Great attendance. Yeah, it's wonderful. Another big change, I've been doing it so long, I can't really remember exactly how it was all the years I've been doing it, but I do think that ushers and greeters are now more routinely involved in growing our congregations, especially since you've been here, because we now have connections cards to hand out, and visitors can and are encouraged to sign up for name tags. If they've come more than once, we ask them, would you like a name tag? And they seem to be mostly happy to get one. So that's great. And having you there, we just make sure whenever we can that you get to meet the visitors on their first visit.
Right. Yeah, you're very good about that, Carol. Recently, you let me know that there were two visitors on the back row, and you mentioned that they might leave and I might not get a chance to meet them. I ended up going back and sitting on the back pew so that as soon as the service was over, when they did turn to leave, they were not going to connect. I was able to actually meet them. And you're also really right about how happy people are to get name tags. I've had people actually get emotional when they see they have a name tag. They take pictures of it and all that kind of thing because it really does give us a better sense of community, right, to include somebody. They don't have to do anything formal. If they're going to keep coming every week, we're not going to keep making them, you know, stick a name tag on. We're going to give them a real name tag, and people really do appreciate it.
I think it really makes people feel like they belong, which is important.
I think
it's really important.
Ushers have to do something extra from greeters. So they take a count of the people, and then they have to do something with the offering.
Yes. Yes, that's true.
I guess the counting is just counting the people. You've got to go and be able to see all the rows from different angles. I've watched you and Susan do that so many times. But so you go around to where you can actually see all the people and how many are.
Right.
You know, and
it's a little more complicated because we have to count the choir separately. Then we also count separately everyone who helps to lead the service, including the ministers and the tech people. And we don't take the count of the congregation until after the children have gone to their RE.
Okay. Do you count kids then?
No, we don't count the kids that are in RE. We count any kids who are in the service after the rest of them leave to RE.
Right, right. Okay. What do you do with the money? Do you count it?
Yeah, we just count the cash. There are two ushers, and each person has to count the cash. Both people have to sign the form. It's just a security measure to make sure that everything's, you know, according to Hoyle, and it's all done accurately. And we immediately put the form that we filled out and the cash in a pouch in the safe.
But it doesn't take a whole lot of time. Just
it's very fast, actually, and simple to do. Ideally, one of the greeters is a member of the Board of Trustees. And there are some members of the Board of Trustees who are really conscientious and sign up regularly. And I really appreciate that. That helps so much. And I wish all the Board of Trustees members would be that way. But, you know, in general, we just need more people to sign up because the more people who are on the list of people who are willing to be ushers and greeters, that means you don't have to do it quite as often because you could sign up once a month. Susan signs up twice a month. I am there almost every week. It would be great if nobody had to do it more than once or twice a month, according to what they want to do. But the way it is now, you know, with the number of people we have, we rely on some people to sign up more than once a month. So more people would make the job even easier.
Who can volunteer to be an usher or a greeter? Do you need to be a member to do that?
Basically, anyone who loves to meet and greet people and wants to get to know our congregation better would be welcome to do this job. And for visitors who are attending regularly, they would be great to be greeters because they'd get to meet people that way. The ushering and greeting are both especially great roles for new members because it really helps you to learn names and faces, which is, I think, the biggest challenge when you're new. I have to say that it's not just for new people. We can't put it all on the new people. Longtime members are also most welcome to do this and encouraged. For longtime members, it's a great way to meet new people. You might know all the longtime members, but this way you get to actually meet the new people as they arrive. And they can become your new best friends if you get to meet them.
Right.
Actually, what I always tell people, sign up now. You'll be glad you did. Mainly because this is the only fun job at UUSM. And I think you would agree. I'm sure you love your job, but this is the only one that's fun, you know.
It is fun. Yeah, it doesn't require carrying heavy things or cleaning up huge messes or that sort of thing. You're just being friendly to other people.
Yes, being friendly. You get to shake hands with people. Sometimes you get to hug them. Some people even like to be kissed.
Right. That's all true.
But you only do what you feel comfortable doing.
Sure. Of course. Of course. I asked Steve Latner what he loved about being a greeter, and this is what he said.
I like being a greeter. It's a fun, easy job. It's fun to meet people and get to know people. And I have a lot of fun doing it. I'm ready to encourage anybody to go and be a greeter.
I love ushering because I see everybody, you know, and I meet everybody and I say hello. And it's just a nice way to be at church.
And that was Margie Robinson on what she loves about ushering. I hope you're getting the idea that you should volunteer to be either an usher or a greeter or both, because UUSM needs you to do that. And how can our listeners volunteer?
Actually, in the bulletin every week, there's an article. It's kind of way down at the end, but it says sign up here, or it says they can contact you or they can contact me. The sign up here is actually a link to the Sign Up Genius, where you can actually sign up for a particular date. But people who don't feel comfortable, you know, can't figure out how to use the Sign Up Genius, can just email me and I will sign them up. That's always an option for anybody. Just let me know what dates you want. And just for more information and to talk about it, they can contact either of us, either you or me.
Right. Okay. That sounds good. Hey, Becky Howland, why do you love being a greeter?
Here's why I love being a greeter, and mostly I'm just an informal greeter. But I love jumping up and down and hugging people and waving to people as they walk down the street towards the church.
Thanks for sitting down with me today, Carol.
Oh, thank you, Jack. I appreciate this opportunity.
If you're listening, I hope you'll volunteer to be an usher or a greeter. We really do need your help. And thanks, as always, to our listeners. Keep making connections.